With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Single dose of antidepressant changes the brain. A single dose of antidepressant is enough to produce dramatic changes in the functional architecture of the human brain. Brain scans taken of people before and after an acute dose of a commonly prescribed SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, revealed changes in connectivity within 3 hours, says researchers who report the observations in the Cell Press journal Current Biology. While SSRIs are among the most widely studied and prescribed form of antidepressants worldwide, it's still not entirely clear how they work. The new findings show that changes begin to take place right away. Julia Satcher of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences says what they are seeing in medication-free individuals who had never taken antidepressants before may be an early marker of brain reorganization. Understanding the differences between the brains of individuals who respond to SSRIs and those who don't could help to better predict who will benefit from this kind of antidepressant versus some other form of therapy, Satcher says. The hope that we have is that ultimately our work will help to guide better treatment decisions and tailor individualized therapy for patients suffering from depression. Phthalates heighten risk for childhood asthma. Researchers at the Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health at the Mailman School of Public Health are the first to demonstrate an association between childhood asthma and prenatal exposure to two phthalates used in a diverse array of household products. Results appeared online in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Children born to mothers exposed during pregnancy to high levels of the chemicals butylbenzyl phthalate, or BBZP, and dienbutyl phthalate, BNBP, had a 72% and 78% increased risk of developing asthma between ages 5 and 11, compared with children of mothers with lower levels of exposure, the researchers found. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Human Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Weight Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Gambling with confidence. Are you sure about that? Life is a series of decisions, ranging from the mundane to the monumental. And each decision is a gamble, carrying with it a chance to second guess. Our desire to persist along a chosen path is almost entirely determined by our confidence in the decision. When you are confident that your choice is correct, you are willing to stick it out for a lot longer. Confidence determines much of our path through life, but what is it? Most people could describe it as an emotion or feeling. In contrast, scientists at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory have found that confidence is actually a measurable quantity and not reserved for just humans. The team, led by Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory Associate Professor Adam Kepex, has identified a brain region in rats whose function is required for the animals to express confidence in their decisions. The researchers devised a method to study decision-making in these animals. The rats were offered an odor that they were trained to associate with one of two doors. Things got trickier when Kepex and his team offered a mixture of the two scents, with one dominating over the other by only a very small percentage. In the work published in Neuron, the team described how confidence can be measured simply by challenging a rat to wait for the reward to be revealed behind the door. The time they were willing to wait serves as a measure of the confidence in the original decision. Previous work has suggested that the orbitofrontal cortex, or OFC, a part of the brain involved in predictions, might have a role in decision confidence. Kepex and his team specifically shut off neurons in the OFC, inactivating it, and found that rats no longer exhibited appropriate levels of confidence in their decisions. With an inactive OFC, the rats retained the ability to make decisions. Their accuracy did not change, says Kepex. and they spent the same amount of time waiting for a reward on average. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio episode with my good friend and co-host, Ken O'Neill. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you today?
Good. And I'm sorry, I have to use this line. I'm sorry. And I know you're going to be mad at me, but whenever we want to imply that something really isn't that hard, we say, well, look, it's not brain surgery. Well, guess what our next guest does? Performs brain
He's
surgery.
A brain surgeon.
Dr. Brett Osborne, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Fantastic.
He's more than a brain surgeon, though. Can I riff on that a little?
Please.
Dr. Brett Osborne is a diplomate of the American Board of Neurological Surgery, as well as a diplomate of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. As someone said of Karl Marx long ago, that he's kind of a paradox within a contradiction. And in terms of our general standard ideas of medicine, those two don't fit together well. But in the case of Brett, they're a chapter in where evolution is going. They fit together very well. He's also a National Strength and Conditioning Association CSCS coach, which adds even more interest to this man's mind and imagination. For you, those of you that are not familiar with Brett, this year he has published a book entitled Get Serious. And I recommend you get serious about reading Get Serious, because it'll get you serious about what you need to know to dispel the popular delusions of our time about health and disease and illness and pharmaceuticals and a host of other things. This book is for men and women of all ages. It's handsomely illustrated with a gorgeous midlife female, as well as Dr. Osborne, showing the intricacies and differences between biomechanical structures of men and women in executing lifts. But the book's more than that. I can't rave about it enough. This is the book I will recommend to anyone wanting to get started or advanced, wanting to know more, because he takes the topic of fitness as preventative care a quantum leap beyond bro science and the self-serving pronouncements of the fitness industry. So, Brett, can you tell us more about what led to this book and what its goal is for the population?
Right. amidst my residency at NYU, my neurosurgery residency, and this goes back years, obviously, I became more and more aware of the fact, and it was obvious, of the fact that the diseases that we were treating, and I mean all of the diseases. Forget about the brain tumors and the degenerative diseases of the spine, but all of these diseases, because they have common underpinnings, were preventable, essentially man-made diseases. And if we took the right steps to turn on the right genes, turn off the wrong genes, so to speak, or the bad genes, we potentially could prevent or thwart the progression of these age-related diseases, which are the diseases that are most likely to kill us.
For our listeners' benefit, could you mention what a few of those are?
Absolutely. Cancer is an age-related, potentially preventable disease. Diabetes, which has its roots in insulin resistance, which develops in a lot of us at a very early age. Alzheimer's disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, all of these diseases.
How about PD? How about Parkinson's disease, since that's one that I think is very similar to Alzheimer's, just a different area, substantia nigra.
That's exactly right. It is, and the genesis of Parkinson's disease is thought to be to some degree related to free radical damage of cellular structures, et cetera, oxidative stress, which is one of the major underpinnings of aging and age-related disease. So Ken and I were having a conversation, actually quite a lengthy conversation last evening about this, and one of the themes that I want to stress to the listeners is the fact that all of these diseases not only are common and have common underpinnings, but the diseases fall sort of in a spectrum, on a line, if you will, and the only real difference between one disease and the other is geography. Okay, so what part of the body?
I want to throw one in there. You mentioned, you're the first American I've seen to mention this in a publication, and that's Alzheimer's described as type 3 diabetes.
Absolutely. That is something that's not my brainchild. It's not. If you go to any of the A4M meetings, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, any of their meetings, I actually pulled that from one of the meetings. I want to make it very, very clear that Alzheimer's disease, okay, just like cancer, and just like atherosclerotic disease, whether it's affecting the coronary arteries or the cerebral vasculature, has its roots in insulin resistance and diabetes. So if you're diabetic, you're more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. If you have insulin resistance, and these things are easily checked through serologic evaluations, laboratory studies, etc., you're more likely to develop these diseases. Now, is it some sort of surprise, because it shouldn't be, to know that individuals that have insulin resistance, diabetes, are more likely to develop cancer? Why? Well, we can tell you for certain that the more throughput you have through what's called the insulin IGF-1 pathway, which is a growth pathway, okay, and these individuals that are running around with very, very high levels of insulin, which is a growth factor, it's the most potent anabolic hormone, far more potent than testosterone, you are more likely to develop a growth-related process. Now, and that's not to say that bodybuilders who are using a lot of exogenous testosterone, et cetera, are more likely to develop cancer, because that really hasn't been proven. However, the reason why they probably have been able to save themselves is because most of them are running around on anti-inflammatory type diets. So it sort of counters the effects of the fact that their throughput through those pathways is very, very high. Mm-hmm. Now, I also want to make the point, and there's tremendous, very, very strong data on this, the fact that diabetic women, okay, are 30%, the incidence of cancer in diabetic women, of breast cancer in diabetic women, is 30% less if they're taking metformin than if they're not. Why? Well, because metformin modulates that growth pathway, increases our insulin sensitivity, or another way of looking at it is reduces the amount of insulin resistance we have, and therefore by reducing the throughput or the effects of high levels of insulin, which they're all running around with, they are exerting less growth factor effect, if you will, in general in the body, and there's a reduced incidence of cancer. This stuff makes sense. And the reason why I'm a big proponent of metformin is because if it reduces the incidence of cancer in these individuals, in these diabetic, breast cancer in these diabetic women, it probably reduces the incidence of all types of cancer and reduces the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, which, as you had alluded to, is called type 3 diabetes. So that's why, because the medication itself has such a benign side effect profile, I use it on everyone, okay, everyone that's of age, okay, as long as they don't have any renal issues or anything like that, they're on metformin, okay, because it doesn't hurt, and as far as I'm concerned, it can only better you.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick this up on the other side. I want to continue this discussion. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. myself and Ken O'Neill, and we're talking today with Dr. Brett Osborne about his book, Get Serious, which you can get on the homepage of superhumanradio.com. So check that out. Get yourself a copy. I have to say something as a result of, you know, I've had a lot of different people on this show, and we've talked about cancer. And, you know, the IGF-1 correlate is always in there, and many feel that it's causative. And I've always said, you know, when you apply critical thinking, if IGF-1 was exclusively the cause of cancer, every growing child would develop some cancer, have a higher risk of cancer when IGF-1 levels are through the roof. You're the first person to come on the show and say it's the insulin IGF-1 axis here that we're talking about, and then continue to talk about insulin and not IGF-1, and I have to commend you for that.
Right. I agree with exactly what you're saying, and the same can be argued in the context of prostate cancer. We used to think that prostate cancer was quote-unquote caused by elevated testosterone levels. Well, and that giving somebody exogenous testosterone, which I've done for years, will cause prostate cancer. It's like putting pouring gasoline on a fire.
Right.
No. That is absolutely untrue. As a matter of fact, if you want to use PSA for better or for worse as a marker, okay, and it's not the best marker, as you know, I will tell you that at least half of the patients that I put on exogenous testosterone cypionate, bioidentical testosterone cypionate, at least half of those individuals' PSAs, they go down. Yeah. This is silliness. There was a study that was published in the early to mid 1900s, and Abraham Morgenthaler out of Harvard. I don't know if you've had him on.
Yeah.
But
he,
his study, or
his book,
findings. Okay, you know that whole mess, and I'll call it a mess, and it's not a misnomer, was started. Okay, by virtue of the results of a study that had an N of how many? One. One. Okay, and it has turned the industry, as you know, upside down. There's a tremendous amount of stigma associated with testosterone usage when the people that actually use it and the people that actually prescribe it, and I'm both, know that this is not true. Okay, and it's the same exact thing that you're talking about with IGF-1 and the insulin pathway, et cetera, et cetera. So I will tell you that these are not unto themselves the genesis of these cancers. In other words, we are turning on, okay, epigenetically, as you know, by virtue of what we eat, lack of exercise, stresses that are imposed to the body that are oftentimes imposed on the body that are oftentimes intangibles. We know that these things are likely to light the flame of cancer as opposed to it being related to insulin or IGF-1 at its root cause. It's probably not. Now, I will tell you that if you do have, whether it's insulin-dependent diabetes or type 2 diabetes, where there's more insulin floating around in the system, the chances of you developing an accelerated cancer growth, okay, is increased, or increased, okay, by virtue of the fact that the throughput through these pathways is increased. So these are growth factors, and you don't want these growth factors hanging around. But I can tell you that unto themselves, these entities are not wholly responsible for the genesis of cancer. Otherwise, we would see all these individuals who are using exogenous growth hormone developing cancer. And do we see that?
Nope.
No, we don't see that. But that said, if you have risk factors for disease, age-related disease, cancer, et cetera, okay, my suggestion to you is, in addition to fixing your diet, exercising, and I'm talking about strength training, which, of course, increases your insulin sensitivity, lowers your insulin resistance. In addition to doing those things, okay, you should be on metformin, okay, because whatever processes are in the body at that point, okay, you're going to slow the development of these, or the progression of these processes, whether it's some sort of degenerative disease, and everything is a degenerative disease, atherosclerosis, lumbar spine disease, cervical spine disease, it's all degenerative. We just don't have the studies to suggest that potentially metformin would thwart the development. But I can tell you that that breast cancer study is striking, okay? And using rational thinking and common sense, one has to take a leap of faith, because as you know, that's how things ultimately change, and herein lies the genesis of revolutions, so to speak. You have to make that leap, okay, and get on these meds. And if you don't want to use metformin, fine, because you're nervous, whatever reason, that's really unfounded, nervous, anxiety, etc., okay, in the context of that drug, because it has a benign side effect profile, then use resveratrol. Make sure you exercise. Make sure you amass a lot of muscle, okay, because these things exert similar effects. So what I do, wrong or right, I like to throw everything into the pot. So in addition to heavy strength training and clean diet, okay, I use metformin. I use these pharmaceuticals that I believe logically make sense to thwart these degenerative processes in the body, whatever wherever you know they are occurring, and they are occurring. Okay, aging is a degenerative process. So whether you're talking about Alzheimer's disease, again, atherosclerotic disease of the coronaries, cerebrovascular system, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's all the same. Okay, all of these diseases have common underpinnings. Again, inflammation, oxidative stress, free radicals, free radical damage to cellular structures, and the last of which I would say is probably immunosenescence. So as we get older, as you know, our immune system starts faltering.
Right.
We don't have any real good drugs necessarily, or pharmaceuticals that I can recommend in that context as far as enhancing your immune system. There are some supplements, as you know, mushroom extracts, et cetera, some of these mistletoe derivatives that Suzanne Summers is a proponent of that bolster the integrity of the immune system. But right now I can't tell you that I absolutely have a pharmaceutical sort of workaround or loophole that I would recommend. But these things are coming down the pike. But those are the four real, in my opinion, those are the real three or four underpinnings of age-related disease, degenerative disease, et cetera.
Ken, we have a minute before the break. Do you want to recap any of that?
No, I'd like to invite him to go on with the next segment to talk about the other marker that he deals with in the book, inflammation.
Well, then let's hold that to after the break. We just have a minute.
That's what I said after the break.
Yeah, no, I'm saying this for Dr. Osborne's edification. But we have just a minute here. I know that we can't recommend this because it's not available yet, but are you looking at any of the emerging research on thymosin, the beta 4 at all?
No, I'm actually unfamiliar with that.
Okay. I want to get your email address. I want to send you some stuff, so I'll get that from Ken later.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I just want to remind everybody that you'll be able to get Dr. Brett Osborne's book by going to superhumanradio.com. It's down at the bottom of the homepage. If it's not there right now live, it'll be there by the end of the show. So please do that. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. I'm sure that Ken has lots of great questions that he still wants to ask. And I'll just get out of his way this time. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Suits where the park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Brett Osborne about his new book, Get Serious. You know, and I love this when someone from within what I consider the medical orthodoxy steps up and says, you know what? Exercise and proper nutrition, that's the answer. And it's amazing to me when this happens. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
Well, I really want to second that. It turns out that Brett is the third MD that we've had on the show that's voicing the same vision. Two of them are Sebring, who was on first, is also American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So this is just wonderful news. And where I was wanting to broaden the discussion a bit is your book deals quite a bit with inflammation. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Inflammation, as I had alluded to previously, is one of the it's probably the most important factor in aging and age-related diseases. We're all walking around relatively inflamed. It is the genesis. It is the genesis of age-related disease. It primes the system for the deleterious effects of the various insults that our bodies are sort of assuming on any given day. So when the body is inflamed, and again, this is unbeknownst to many, the system is primed, if you will, to degenerate. And it was thought that aspirin, as an example, prevented, at least to some degree, reduced the incidence of heart attack and stroke by virtue of its antiplatelet effects or its blood thinning effects, when in actuality, aspirin works, in all likelihood, by thwarting and tempering, dampening the inflammatory response of the body. That is the root cause of atherosclerotic disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, again, going back to the fact that these diseases have common underpinnings, okay? If this were not the case, why is it that the addition of aspirin to anyone's supplement regimen, or whatever you want to call it, a medicine regimen, pharmaceutical regimen, dramatically reduces the incidence of various types of cancers?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it dampens the inflammatory response, which again is priming the system for aging and age-related disease. Diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, they're all the same, okay? Just different geography. So in my practice as a neurosurgeon, again, I'm dealing with cancer to a lesser degree than I'm dealing with spine problems, which are degenerative disease, just by virtue of referral patterns, et cetera. Most neurosurgeons spend their entire careers between L5 and S1, as I'm sure you guys know. So we do a lot of spine surgery. Now, spine surgery that we do, barring tumor surgery, so spine tumor surgery or sections, et cetera, and the brain tumor, the infrequent brain tumors that we see. Spine surgery is dealing with an inflammatory process.
Mm-hmm.
So the degenerative process of the joints of the spine is what causes sciatica, is what causes radicular pain in the leg, is what causes weakness, is what causes sensory disturbances in the leg. Okay, and nobody leaves this office, okay, without an anti-inflammatory. So you come to me, you don't get surgery. Okay, it's rare when somebody comes in upon first meeting and I say you need to go to the operating room. Why? Because I know for a fact, okay, that 95% plus patients that walk through this office have some sort of degenerative disease which is treatable with non-surgical measures, and I'm not against surgery, okay? I just use surgery when all else has failed. Non-surgical measures such as anti-inflammatory medications, whatever you want to call it. You want to use aspirin, you want to use some of the other NSAIDs.
How about white willow bark? Is that acceptable?
Fine. It's perfect.
Okay.
I love it. No problem. But my big one, okay, and again, this I like to use something that I can incorporate into one's regimen for life, which offers cerebrovascular protection, cardiovascular protection, and that's high-dose omega-3s,
yeah.
Okay? And they work wonderfully, okay? So I use 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams of omega-3, purified omega-3, not fish oil. You know the deal with this stuff, okay?
Right.
Purified omega-3, and I have an excellent supplement that I recommend. I'm not going to mention the name. Has nothing to do with me. Anyway, these people go out on 3 to 5,000 milligrams of omega-3 a day and usually a prescription-strength anti-inflammatory medication, because we know that the inflammation, it's not so much that the nerve is being compressed, okay, in the spine, okay, forget about that. It's the inflammatory response associated with the compression, okay, that is the etiology of sciatica, if you will. And we know that from interesting studies where you just go and you clamp a nerve, okay, you clamp a nerve, it doesn't cause pain, but you leave it clamped, okay, for a certain period of time, okay, inflammation sets in, and the patient is miserable. Okay, so it's not just the clamping of the nerve, or it's not just the compression of the nerve, it's the associated inflammatory response. How do I know that? Well, in addition to that study, which was an animal study, I know this because I can get individuals better, as can everybody else that is aware of this phenomenon, if you will, or basically physiology or pathophysiology. I can help somebody tremendously, okay, by just giving them anti-inflammatories. And if you were to rescan these individuals, the disc herniation that's pressing their nerve, it's still there. I haven't done anything.
Isn't that
to the
amazing?
Disc herniation. It's still there. And people, you know, they come to me and they ask me, well, you know, you've got my pain better, but do we need a repeat MRI in a year? And you know what I tell them? Why? your disc herniation is going to be there. What are you going to do about it then if you have no pain? And the answer is, and they look at me like, you know, the deer in the headlights. Oh, you're right. Because we're not going to do anything. We're going to leave it alone. And as long as you keep inflammation in check, and this goes not only for spinal degenerative disease, it goes for everything. If you keep inflammation in check, there's going to be less, you're going to be less prone to development of any of these inflammatory processes, aging included. So, that being said, aggressive anti-inflammatories will reduce the incidence of aging and age-related disease, whatever geographic location in the body you are considering. They're all the same. So high-dose omega-3s, that's probably my number one supplement. You can't overdose on these things. You cannot, okay? You get yourself a purified omega-3 supplement, okay? Bodybuilders, okay, will take 5 to 10 grams of this stuff per day routinely. No problem. If I've had a very, very rough workout, and I feel it, okay, in my joints for whatever reason, okay, I load up on this stuff. I take double, okay? And by the next morning or 2 days later, it's gone, okay? People come to me all the time and they say, it's amazing. I just took this omega-3 supplement, and you know, I haven't had any epidurals, I haven't had any physical therapy, and my pain is a zillion times better. Well, because we're treating an inflammatory disease. So assume that your body is inflamed, assume that you're aging like everybody else, and thwart the degenerative processes by not only taking an aspirin, okay, and you can talk to your doctor about that as to whether or not you have any contraindications, peptic ulcer disease, et cetera, a bleeding diathesis, whatever. Get yourself on aspirin, independent of age, and I'm talking about adults. So, you know, 30 to 35, okay, I would start, and I take Monday, Wednesday, and Friday a 325 Ecotrin, so an enteric-coated aspirin, and I also am very, very aggressive with my my supplements, which have anti-inflammatory properties, and those include high-dose omega-3s and the cumins, et cetera, curcumin, turmeric, whatever you want to call it. And you know what? Willow bark is great, as you had alluded to. It's perfectly fine. That's an aspirin-like substance. You can use boswellia, which is also included in some of the osteobiflex preparations to not only, you know, not only do you get the glucosamine and chondroitin components of it, but you also get the anti-inflammatory component of it as well. Because they know, obviously, that, you know, degenerative disease, whether it's your knees, and most people take it for knee problems or hip problems, it's an inflammatory process. Okay.
Ginger extract is another good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I get it. And you know what? I have a question. And I don't mean to, I hope we don't derail the discussion, but I have a question, and it's kind of self-serving when we come back.
No problem.
It really has to do with vagus nerve. So just keep that in the back of your mind. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Brett Osborne about his book, Get Serious. Go to superhumanradio.com. If it's not on the homepage right now, it will be on the homepage shortly. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio with myself and Ken O'Neill. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo, man. Yo. Open up, man.
Welcome back to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill. We're talking with Dr. Brett Osborne. Dr. Osborne, I just had like an epiphany during the break, and I was thinking, what if it's inflammation that starts the whole cascade of dropping sex hormones and so on? And then I was thinking, you know, everything in life can be reduced to an automotive analogy, at least for me. And I was thinking, you know, when your car starts to get wear and tear and it develops friction and friction breaks things down, and next thing you know, wheels are falling off and piston rings are blowing air past. And I thought, that's the equivalent of inflammation in our body. What if it's inflammation that starts the whole cascade?
No, and you could be 100% correct. And I'm not aware of any studies, you know, as to whether or not hypogonadism, the origins of hypogonadism are inflammatory in nature, but it would not surprise me. There may be some genetic components. You know, there are some people out there that think that, well, humans are only supposed to reproduce for a certain period of time that is genetically determined, and then the question becomes as well, is that the truth, or just by virtue of the averages, I mean, what we see out there going on, or is it that we are bombarded with all of these other stresses which are turning off the good genes, turning on the bad genes in the inflammatory milieu, which we're all living in to some degree, which actually propagates or perpetuates this process, ultimately coming to culminating in this gonadal failure.
Think about this for a second, right? So cyclooxygenase is the precursor to aromatase. As we age, we tend to start to siphon off our testosterone to more estrogen. And it can be said that that's because of fat accumulation. But what if it's the other way around? What if the overproduction of cyclooxygenase causes a greater degree of aromatase to be produced? The aromatase siphons off testosterone. All of a sudden, we change our phenotype from a lean muscular type to a more feminine type where we put on more body fat. What if that's the beginning of the cascade?
And you may be correct, and I can't tell you that you are wrong. It could be just that. We don't know. It's the chicken or the egg type of controversy. We're asked that all the time. And I use the corollary in my office with my patients, and I ask them, do your hormones go down because you're getting older, or are you getting older because your hormones are going down? we don't know the answer to these very, very important.
I want to invite you back on because I want to have a discussion about vagus nerve, snoring, and obstructive sleep apnea.
Sure.
That deserves a dedicated period of time to
Absolutely.
It. So I want to give the show back to Ken because I know he's probably, if he could reach Drew and punch me in the face right now, he would.
No. I'm enjoying it entirely.
Go ahead, Ken.
In a way, the discussion you just had feeds into what I want to ask, and both in principle and practice, a substantial amount of the book has to do with training, not only teaching movement and the differentiation of movement that can occur between men and women, but also a modulated way of doing heavy, moderate, light, different days of the week. Now, how does that tie in? If we're discussing downregulation of hormonal production, can we meaningfully do that without a discussion of signaling to our receptors to turn on the DNA that's producing them through anaerobic exercise?
The issue is this, and we had alluded to this last evening.
Right.
I think that the reason why our ancestors, if you will, have been shown to have less age-related diseases is because exercise turns on these good genes, if you will, flips on our endogenous production of antioxidants, and similarly turns on the production of growth hormone, testosterone, growth factors, et cetera, which confer protection. So my guess is that despite being in his 90s, Jack LaLanne, hormones were just fine. Okay, so I think that it is these diseases that we have created are the diseases that are aging our brains, aging our endocrine system at an accelerated rate, and that if we go back to a more primal type of diet, if you will, you know, a high protein, high fat, good fats, low carbohydrate diet, and remove the excesses, if you will, our systems are ultimately going to be bettered. And if we resort to that type of exercise, in other words, training all of the energy systems of the body, the anaerobic system, the oxidative glycolytic system, okay, so sort of the type 2A fibers, okay, as well as the type 1 fibers. So you're doing endurance work, strength endurance work, and more anaerobic type work. I think that this is conducive to reduction in the degenerative process and overall health and longevity. So the answer to your question is yes, and I think that one shouldn't focus on, I'll talk a lot about this in the book, and it's really the basis of the paradigm in the book. We talk a lot about training the energy systems, training the various fiber types. I don't think that one's fitness is complete, if you will, if you are gravitating towards one particular phenotype. In other words, the bodybuilding phenotype, which is, you know, all muscle and a very, very poor level, potentially, of endurance capacity. I think you should sort of span, you know, the three and sort of stand somewhere in the middle. In other words, be able to deadlift 500 pounds, if you will, and also be able to go and run a couple of miles without being winded. And I think that this is what ultimately confers longevity, not running ultra marathons where there's tremendous amount of oxidative and free radical stress, which I believe, and I talk about this in the book, actually accelerates the aging process. I think that there should be some sort of balanced variability, if you will, in one's training. And that's how I think that you turn on the proper, you know, the good genes, if you will, and switch off the bad genes.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Ken.
Well, other than that, could you briefly, because we're running out of time, say a little bit about your approach to training, the weekly schedule?
Sure. It's very, very simple. Okay. I train 5 days a week. Okay. Remember, stress, training is a stress. Okay, everybody needs to understand that. It's not something that you do and, you're all of a sudden going to, reap the benefits of training if you decide that you're going to train 7 days a week. You have to assume that stress, that training is a stress. So, we're only training 5 days a week. The weekends are completely off. Saturday and Sunday are completely off. Monday and Friday are your heavy strength training days. Okay, where you're working primarily the glycolytic system. Reps are low. It's a 5x5 scheme, standard 5x5 scheme. This is not novel. It's time-tested. It works. Okay, and of all, you know, my 30 years, I can't tell you that I've found something that works quite as well as that for building strength and power. So it's a 5x5 scheme. On Tuesdays, it's a relative rest day, during which time you're going to be performing some endurance type of work for 30 to 40 minutes at your target heart rate. Okay, so 70 to 75% of your calculated target. That's sort of the, I don't like to use the word, the aerobics day or the cardio day. And I don't use those words. I think they're misnomers, and I use just endurance. Okay, so on day one, which is Monday, that's your strength day, you're going to be primarily training your type 2B fibers. Yes, you're training all fiber types, okay, but you're stressing those. On the endurance day, which is Tuesday, you're going to be training mostly your oxidative fibers. That's your type 1 fibers, okay, and mostly your oxidative phosphorylation type pathways. Those are your sort of your fat-burning days, if you will. Wednesday, there's a hybrid, okay, between the two. So you're training your, it's called my strength endurance day, where you're doing things like a rucksack walk for 2 miles. Okay, followed by, I do my pulling movements on that day. It just so happens to be that I have chosen to do my pulling movements on those, days. So it's not a squat or a deadlift on those days or a bench press or an overhead press. It's my pulling day. So in addition to doing a rucksack walk for a couple of miles, I may, or, sort of a relative sprint with holding a sandbag, I go and I do my pulling movements on that day. That exercise, that training day is about 30 minutes, and that stresses the type 2A fibers. Okay, mostly, yes, again, all the fibers are worked, okay, but you're really doing your strength endurance, your 2A fibers there, your oxidative glycolytic fibers. So even the fibers, there are fibers that do both, as you know. They're, you know, glycolytic fibers, and they're also oxidative, and they're fibers that are oxidative glycolytic. They have properties of both. Then on Thursday, okay, which is day four, you go back to an endurance day, okay, which is a relative rest day, okay, so it's not a very intense day, but it does provide you, work the endurance pathways, the oxphos pathways, if you will. So again, sort of more of a fat burning day, but also allowing you to gear up for that Friday strength day. So again, you're back to the 2B fibers mostly. So Monday and Friday are the strength days. Tuesday and Thursday are the endurance days. And Wednesday, midweek, okay, you do your strength endurance days. So it's a very, very nice sort of, I think, logical paradigm that individuals can do. And it doesn't take too much effort nor time to be able to get through these workouts, this strength workout on Mondays and Fridays. If you're working out as a single individual or with a partner, it will take you about an hour and 15 minutes or so, maybe 90 minutes, maybe. The endurance days, okay, Tuesday and Thursday, you're talking about 30 to 45 minutes, depending upon how much you want to push yourself, okay, in the context of the following day's workout, which can be quite intense, and that's that strength endurance day. Those are not easy workouts, okay? The intensity is fairly high. If you're going to do sprints, interval sprints on that day, if you choose to do something like that, that would be the day to do them. If you're going to do sandbag carries, farmer's walks, I walk with barbells, an Olympic barbell down my block. People think I'm nuts, but they know me by now, so I do it. And then I'll go back and I'll do my pulling movements. So I think it's a very, very nice hybrid. It trains all the energy systems, all the fiber types, and I've gotten into arguments with individuals that are, slow trainers, as an example, who tell me that all this stuff that I'm recommended can be supplanted by one or two weekly workouts of slow type movements, which, as you know, and I'm sure you guys have experienced this yourselves, because I used to do all this slow movement, is bunk.
Right.
Okay. It's bunk.
You're talking about super slow. The guys who,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10
yeah, seconds
there's
up,
a
10
number
seconds
of
down.
Training systems yeah. that are adjuncts to the Flat Earth Society with us today.
That's exactly right. It just, and I'm speaking from years of experience with that stuff too, because I used to drink the Kool-Aid as well, and I was similarly hoodwinked. But it's just not the case. Yeah. It's really not the case. If you're looking to really amass the muscle, amass the strength, strength, amass the power, amass the ability to be able to lift something heavy, if you're called upon to do something like that, lift something properly. The best way to learn how to do something like that is to learn how to deadlift properly and heavy. There's just nothing that beats the squat and the deadlift for all around strength, power, muscular development. There's just nothing that can supplant these things, and it's time-tested and it's simple. And that's another beautiful thing about the paradigm that's in the book. And again, this is not me. This is just a hybrid of systems that I've used in the past. That's sort of it's a conglomerate of it. It's back to basics. Okay, it's a Brooks Cubic type of approach. It's
exactly
not quite...
And that seems to be the emerging wisdom from the physicians that we've talked to, from other people in training, is back to basics.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, okay, and there's nothing fancy about any of this stuff. The body is it was meant to do certain things: lift, carry, etc., sprint. Okay, and these are the things that confer health and longevity. Period. And these are the things I talk to my patients about on a daily basis, whether it's preoperative, okay, if they're going to have spine surgery, or postoperative. Listen, we're cutting, we're burning, we're retracting, we're making these muscles ischemic during spine surgery. The best way to rehabilitate these muscles, okay, if I can get these people off their butts, and a lot of them have problems with that, is to deadlift and squat. And you're saying, wait a minute, you just operated on the spine. You're having them doing deadlifts and squats? You're damn right.
Yeah. We have to end the interview here, but I really do want to have you back on. I have some other ideas for some shows that I want.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it.
Yeah. So listen, the book is called Get Serious. You can get it at superhumorito.com. It's on the front homepage down at the bottom. Dr. Brett Osborne, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, gentlemen.
Take care. All right. So stay with us. We're going to go to a break, play some news, and then when we come back, Ken O'Neill and I have some things we want to talk about. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here at Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Single dose of antidepressant changes the brain. A single dose of antidepressant is enough to produce dramatic changes in the functional architecture of the human brain. Brain scans taken of people before and after an acute dose of a commonly prescribed SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, revealed changes in connectivity within 3 hours, says researchers who report the observations in the Cell Press journal Current Biology. While SSRIs are among the most widely studied and prescribed form of antidepressants worldwide, it's still not entirely clear how they work. The new findings show that changes begin to take place right away. Julia Satcher of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences says what they are seeing in medication-free individuals who had never taken antidepressants before may be an early marker of brain reorganization. Understanding the differences between the brains of individuals who respond to SSRIs and those who don't could help to better predict who will benefit from this kind of antidepressant versus some other form of therapy, Satcher says.
The hope that we have is that ultimately our work will help to guide better treatment decisions and tailor individualized therapy for patients suffering from depression. Phthalates heighten risk for childhood asthma. Researchers at the Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health at the Mailman School of Public Health are the first to demonstrate an association between childhood asthma and prenatal exposure to two phthalates used in a diverse array of household products. Results appeared online in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Children born to mothers exposed during pregnancy to high levels of the chemicals butyl benzyl phthalate, or BBZP, and dienbutyl phthalate, BNBP, had a 72% and 78% increased risk of developing asthma between ages 5 and 11, compared with children of mothers with lower levels of exposure, the researchers found. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Gambling with confidence. Are you sure about that? Life is a series of decisions ranging from the mundane to the monumental. And each decision is a gamble, carrying with it a chance to second guess. Our desire to persist along a chosen path is almost entirely determined by our confidence in the decision. When you are confident that your choice is correct, you are willing to stick it out for a lot longer. Confidence determines much of our path through life, but what is it? Most people could describe it as an emotion or feeling. In contrast, scientists at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory have found that confidence is actually a measurable quantity and not reserved for just humans. The team, led by Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory Associate Professor Adam Kepex, has identified a brain region in rats whose function is required for the animals to express confidence in their decisions. The researchers devised a method to study decision-making in these animals. The rats were offered an odor that they were trained to associate with one of two doors. Things got trickier when Kepex and his team offered a mixture of the two scents, with one dominating over the other by only a very small percentage. In the work published in Neuron, the team described how confidence can be measured simply by challenging a rat to wait for the reward to be revealed behind the door. The time they were willing to wait serves as a measure of the confidence in the original decision. Previous work has suggested that the orbitofrontal cortex, or OFC, a part of the brain involved in predictions, might have a role in decision confidence. Kepex and his team specifically shut off neurons in the OFC, inactivating it, and found that rats no longer exhibited appropriate levels of confidence in their decisions. With an inactive OFC, the rats retained the ability to make decisions. Their accuracy did not change, says Kepex, and they spent the same amount of time waiting for a reward on average. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so now we're going to talk about something called the altered state of history. Why don't you lead off with this, Ken? Since you just told me what we're going to be talking about.
Surprise, surprise. Altered state of history. That is a play on words from an expression that began in the 60s with psychologist Charles Tart, who talked about what he was studying, altered states of consciousness. And what he meant by that was most of us walk around in a limited bandwidth of consciousness of what we're aware of, what we know, what we think, what we feel. That is a small version of a much wider spectrum. Charlie, first at Stanford, then later at UC Davis, was studying hypnosis, was studying a variety of activities that tended to open other dimensions that are innate to us but not developed in our culture. Got that? They're natural, they're innate, but not developed in our culture. And for a lot of human history,
so where would they come from if they weren't developed in our culture?
Well, that's the tricky thing. A lot of the time, we ascribe those things, say an inner voice, for example, which anybody that writes a lot knows about inner voices. That very frequently, to get into flow as a writer or a musician, you've got to get your normal habitual self out of the way and let the muse speak. I think in a lot of our
Is that what people like Jeffrey Dahmer and Son of Sam were referring to when they did those things that they did?
Well, it just might be. It just might be. You know, there's a fine line between inspiration and madness.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And part
of
it is knowing that that voice is you versus ascribing to it supernatural origin.
Yeah, I
think a lot of our religious formulations are that the voice is supernatural formulation, whereas what we're learning today, the voice is superhuman.
Uh-huh.
It's a part of our undisclosed nature and might well represent where our evolution needs to go to, in this sense that very frequently those altered states occur accidentally. I'll give you an example. I've heard that upwards of a third of individuals diagnosed as being terminally ill undergo a process called spontaneous remission. Has medicine delved into what spontaneous remission is? No. Tends to regard it as an anomaly.
Well, no, they regard it as a misdiagnosis is what they do.
Well, okay, or placebo effect. One way of discounting an alternative therapy is to say it's placebo effect. Now, in my opinion, well, thanks to the Truth of Freedom of Information Act, it was found out that Prozac, in trials not revealed to the public, Prozac was 100% as effective as placebos, which means, in other words, you could give a person a sugar pill, tell them it was a powerful antidepressant, and it would work. 100% as effective. In my opinion, we should be studying placebo effect as a natural, innate capacity to tap into and develop for those areas where it keeps us well and fit. Well, an altered state of history has the implication of a breakthrough in our understanding that changes history, something that occurs to more than just one person. Now, we've had a whole mythology developed since 1963 about altered states of history. It's called X-Men, mutants.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had in the last decade or so, so far, seven films. Now, this all passed me by.
thanks to a guy that holds an endowed chair at Rice University and is former chair of the Department of Religious Studies, Jeff Kripal, I've been exposed to his thinking. And Jeff is an X-Man. He has used that mythology to a wonderful point. And in talking with him some time ago about transevolutionary fitness and the whole conundrum that we're dealing with right now with the problem of healthcare, I said, you know, Jeff, according to Joseph Campbell, a mythologist, a culture without a guiding mythic image is a dying culture. The nature of our medical practice right now is disease care. Medicine as such does not occupy itself with preventative care, with health, with natural health and wellness. It's concerned with disease. And the technical term that applies there is that it's not mythologizing. It's not presenting us with images that are desirable and inspirational to get us off our butts, as Dr. Brett was just saying, and do something about our condition. Instead, we're exposed to a view that helps us pathologize, that as a nation attunes us to sickness. I'm not picking on Obamacare with what I'm about to say. I want to use it as a case in point. The Affordable Care Act is to provide health care for the whole population.
Why should the whole population
need
it?
It's health insurance, which is to say everybody needs sickness insurance. We need to focus on inevitable sickness. Our nature is to be sick, to go into degeneration, to go into debilitation.
So you need help. You need help paying your bills because you're absolutely going to be sick. We have to take a break.
Okay.
So just hold this thought now. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. I'm eating a Quest bar, if you can't tell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, make it better.
Welcome back. The Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. I'm breaking my fast, Ken. I've been fasted since 6 o'clock yesterday. I just ate a half a dozen hard-boiled eggs. And now I'm working on my second quest bar. I mean, I'm so hungry. Anyway, sorry about that. Okay, I had to cut you off, so pick it up.
Well, what I was saying is that the dominant theme in our culture doesn't emphasize health other than one is an absence of disease, or frankly, the way we look upon health care is disease care. We're not equipped by our culture to be particularly interested in or empowered to understand health. We don't. Our only system of health education, as I can see, are news media reports, which are sponsored by pharmaceutical companies who run advertisements that are de facto health education, conditioning us that if you got a problem, you can expect to have a problem because your genes do it to you, and go see your doctor and ask for this medicine or that medicine.
That's because no one applies evolutionary thinking to any of this. No one ever asks the simple question, well, if kids are developing these diseases at 8 and 9 and they need statin drugs now, how did we survive long enough to get here where we are today when there were no statin drugs 500 years ago?
I live in Texas where the E word is almost taboo. What's being debated right now by an agency acting on endorsements of the legislature is the adoption of textbooks beginning in 2015 for the next 10 years. And the criticism is that they emphasize evolution too much at the expense of religion, which is shocking to me. I'm from another planet, I suppose. I think what we need to recognize is what epidemiologists tell us, and that is that we're in the midst of an escalating pandemic of the kinds of chronic degenerative diseases that Dr. Osborne just spoke of. It ain't getting better. Our technology is better. Apparently our insurance is better, and we're getting sicker. So does that tell us something about the effectiveness of our overall program?
Well, yeah. And in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? And it's not working well, so we need to change.
Working well at all. And the reason I put Trans-Evolutionary Fitness together was to stress the role of education. What I have gathered from X-Men is that people like you, Carl, me, and many of our listeners are like the mutants in the
X-Men series, but we're a different kind of mutant, and I think we need to keep that in mind. The mutants of the X-Men are mutants in the old sense that your genes do it to you. They are genetic mutations expressing some new form. What we know now is that, at least in terms of health and fitness, that we already have the genes. We're not using them properly. We're in a culture of sickness and degeneration that doesn't emphasize, frankly, becoming mutant to the dominant culture. Now, what do I mean by that? What is our dominant culture? Our dominant paradigm is basically
health.
Taking,
Our dominant paradigm, which we've abandoned, is what occurred, and we've talked about it recently. And it's not the sick aging phenotype; it's the healthy aging phenotype.
Well, actually, if you my take on what Dr. Sullivan said is that those are, he calls them new phenotypes due to modernity. I would call them mutations. I would call them mutations in this sense. We tend to look at mutations from the point of view of genetic causality. Your genes did it to you. What we neglect in that is a discipline that was formally put together in the 60s or 70s by Edmund Wilson called psychobiology. The implication of psychobiology is what we collectively do and think influences normative phenotype expression. And amongst the first people to discover that were the Shostak, Eaton, and Connor with their Paleolithic prescription, discovering that, hey, folks, these extant hunter-gatherers have the same genes that we in the West do. We have a plethora of diseases they've never heard of and don't even have words for that we take for granted as normal.
Amazing.
Amazing. So if in our culture the new mutation is sick aging phenotype, that's one expression. There are those of us that are more like the X-Men who know that isn't true, who understand the genetics without a Professor X telling us that, or maybe that's the role of our program of Superhuman Radio and Transevolutionary Fitness, that somehow we're like Professor Xavier in his Cerebro, broadcasting, not through psychic space, although that may be true as well, but certainly through internet space and broadcast radio space, reaching people out there that are just like us or are mutants struggling with the issue of personal identity. Because as you're waking up from the dominant trance, from the dominant social trance, you can pay a price of hell. Is this normal? The self-doubt?
Well, never mind that, people? but you're ostracized. You know what's really funny? There's all these movements afoot to normalize obesity and disease. If you talk about obesity and disease, you're politically incorrect, you're insensitive, you're bullying. Then the opposite side of that is that those of us who pay attention to our health, our fitness, and so on, we're made out to be lunkheads, self-absorbed,
steroid using.
Oh, well, the drugs, I mean, I don't mind that. That's a compliment. Somebody says to me, you use anabolic steroids. I say, hey, thanks for the compliment, but no. But I mean, narcissistic, shallow, self-absorbed. And in fact, relationships have ended because of one person's desire to be healthy and strong and the other person's desire to stay sick and obese. So what's happening is we are made to feel guilty for wanting to obtain what is rightfully ours, which is peak health and performance. It's what our species has thrived upon. And the new normal is obese and disease ridden. People wear their diseases like badges. Oh, I've got to go to the doctor
now,
for my rheumatoid.
I want you to
have to take a break. I want you to reframe it on the other side for me. Okay, this is what I'm going to ask you. Okay, so let's do this. The discussion continues on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wait, isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You can learn more about Trans-Evolutionary Fitness by going to the website transevolutionaryfitness.com, which is Ken O'Neill's website. You can reach out to him there if you want. He does one-on-one consultations with people.
What we're talking about today is the substance of a blog article. It'll be up pretty soon.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
I've been working on it and actually getting some editorial help this time. What I want to say about reframing is that everything you just noted, people being demeaned and
I mean look at that what's that gym, Planet Fitness, where if you're in good shape, they throw you out.
Exactly.
That's discrimination. Now,
that's
if they threw you out because you were black or a Jew, if they threw you out because you were a girl, if they threw you out because you were a Christian or a Muslim, they would be sued for that, but they could throw you out for being healthy and fit.
Exactly. I want to help repackage this by referencing a book, and I'm hoping to get the author on. The book was recently published by Elizabeth Colbert, and it's entitled The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. What she has to say is that up until now, life as we know it on this planet has faced extinction five times. And each of those five times has been through some alien influence, asteroids, glacial periods, and so on. Right now, the sixth extinction she's concerned about, we're causing. We're causing because our evolution, individually, conscious-wise, and collectively, has not gone far enough to become, put us in the driver's seat of evolution, if you will, as knowing masters. I don't believe from the reviews that I've read that she deals with the one key issue, and that's life. She's dealing with life in the sense of environmental influences and so on. What we're focusing on in transevolutionary and superhuman context is, instead of health, life, the perpetuity of healthy life, that we as a culture are demonstrating that we're ill-equipped, if not incompetent, in dealing with. Now, in the realm of biology, there's a process called mutagenesis. Ever heard of it?
No. No, I have heard of it. I have heard of mutagenesis.
I just learned it last week. I love the term, but I'm modifying it because mutagenesis, or the origin of mutants, is looked upon as something that happens. Just happens.
I've heard the term mutagenic used in cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I refer.
Well, what we're addressing here as an altered state of history, an altered state of consciousness, is mutagenesis that's volitional, intentional, deliberate, and conscious. And we're addressing that not only as the only game in town as far as next step in evolution is concerned, but we're also addressing it from the point of view that with this cerebral radio that we're beaming out to nascent mutants everywhere, this is the nature of the game. You've had feelings about it you don't know what to do with, or that have been dispelled or have been invalidated. Welcome home. This is our identity if we're going to be real humans. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
And that's not religion. That's calling upon something deeply spiritual. In a sense, we're evolving in a manner that the intelligence that's evolution is waking up to itself.
You know what else? I did a TV show on a Christian channel about
right.
evolution, and they embraced it. So clearly, there are large factions of Christians out there who understand that the Bible has messages that you can learn from, but it doesn't really speak to everything that has occurred in the journey of being human. And, you know, that's when you really meet some of the most intelligent people, they use critical thinking and they pick and choose and they add together what works from here and what works from there. So I don't think that being someone who is a religious devotee, it completely excludes you from understanding and taking advantage of understanding evolution.
Well, not in the slightest. There's a couple of things to be said there. First of all, I tend to look upon Scripture's Small of the World as symbolic discussions about human consciousness. But they're generally framed
And universal truths.
And universal truths.
Yes.
Framed in the understanding of their time. And the remarkable thing, and I mentioned Jeff Kripal at the beginning, his nearly 500-page book, Eslin, America and the Religion of No Religion, which has to do with our guest of a few weeks ago, Michael Murphy,
right,
establishes that where the new spirituality is going is a natural process, one in which the sciences are becoming part of our spiritual understanding. And the sciences specifically here are the newer quantum sciences, which admit of consciousness and energy as the basics of the universe. I don't want to get sidetracked by that, except to say that it exists. And many of the participants in the Esalen conferences are leaders of major religions of the world.
Interesting.
They're not afraid of it. Murphy co-authored with James Redford. Remember the Celestine Prophecy series?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
He co-authored with Redford a book entitled God and the Evolving Universe. In a way, it's a distillation of the future of the body. The future of the body is 800 pages. It's like reading Finnegan's Wake.
Huh?
Whereas the newer one is a simple, inspiring statement. Maybe a corollary to geneticist Ursula Goodenough's book, The Sacred Depths of Nature. Because where these sciences are going in beholding the deepening mysteries of existence revealed through deepening science is into a kind of reverence for life, a sacredness of life that has to be at the forefront of our next evolution. If we're just dealing with cold facts in a random universe, who cares? That's alienation. That's as alien as saying your God created the world and is out there and doesn't really give a damn about you. These people are endowing us with I watched a video probably 20 years ago on PBS that tracked the moment of conception through birth of a child. I've never seen anything so deeply awe-inspiring and seemingly miraculous and spiritual as that natural process of conception through birth.
Wow.
And I would say that of most sciences, whether we're dealing with the macros out there of galactic evolution or the tiniest things of life forms, that does not exclude a spiritual sense. I can't believe that it doesn't inspire a deep awe of life and a reverence of life, which is what we need to be looking at when we deal with evolutionary health rather than a kind of prescribed consensus disease care. Disease care is, to me, like saying we've given up on life, we've given up on what nourishes life, and instead we're going to try and cure our irresponsibility.
Interesting. It's a relatively new paradigm too, this dependence on healthcare and disease states, because just two generations ago, maybe not your parents if you're my age in the 50s, but your grandparents never had health insurance. They delivered babies at home and they lived long lives. If they got past the first 14 years of life, which is when you were most likely to die from maybe a farm implement accident or an infection.
Or infant mortality.
And obviously infant mortality. And both the mother and the baby died quite often with that one. You probably made it into your seventh, eighth, and ninth decade of life. So this notion that we're living longer today is just is hogwash. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
I want to continue that thought with something you wrote yesterday.
Yes, yes. And stay tuned. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here at Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. I want to plug Dr. Brett Osborne's website, drbrettosborne.com, and also his book, Get Serious, is at superhumanradio.com, so check it out. So you said something I wrote yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, in a Facebook post, it was something to the extent the pharmaceutical industry is making a claim that because they've helped us live longer now, we're experiencing more diseases with that age.
The reason, so whenever you talk to people that are within the medical orthodoxy who are lockstep with the message, or if you listen to a mainstream television show, when someone talks about the rate of chronic disease today, they say, oh, it's because we're living longer. And we're not living longer. There are, if you want to have an eye-opening event, find the oldest cemetery in your area on a beautiful Sunday afternoon and just drive through it. You don't even have to get out of your car. Look for the oldest, most weathered tombstones. There'll be lots of them. Look at the dates on them. 18, blah, 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 to 19, blah, and then do the math in your head. Oh, my goodness, this person lived to 86 years old. Oh, my goodness, this person lived to 91 years old. Oh, my God, this person lived to 80 years old, 79, 81, 85, 96. You go to yourself, wait a minute. I thought we're living longer today than we did before. I thought everybody died at 50 and 60 back then. How could this be? And you'll find this time and time again. It's because this is what the medical orthodoxy promotes to explain the rate of chronic disease, because they don't want to say the truth. They don't want to say the kind of things that Dr. Osborne just said, inflammation, well, and what we're exposed to.
I'll bet there's some mediating factor there as well. People that long ago were living, eating what we would today call organic food.
Right. All of it. There was no inorganic organic. There was no pesticides. Everything
and
was organic.
They didn't have leisure necessitating
exercise. There was no commercial milk. All dairy cows ate grass. There's no free range chickens. All chickens ate their own poop. They ate worms and they ate everything else. They all were free range. Everything was what we consider today. And you, Grant from Monsanto, would have you believe is the food that quote unquote only we elite gravitate to. Everyone ate back then.
Well, also they were physically active, so they didn't need exercise. And the third element is, I believe life at that time was not as full of psychological stress causing inflammatory problems. So add the three together. I would think, too, that the question here is one is also of record keeping. We tend to date increase in life expectancy from about 110 years ago. I just don't think the record keeping before then was very good. You know, there's a point where statistics and census start to be popular, so records exist. And so we hear that the average life expectancy in 1900 was 49, and at our point, 10 years ago, it was 78 for males?
78, yeah, 78. Yeah.
But we've eliminated infant mortality, we've improved public sanitation, and we've developed antibiotics and antivirals, all of which have helped extend the span of life for the general population.
Well, and it's also the way they calculate lifespan. And we've talked about this on the show. It's redundant, but it's worth saying again. If you have 100 people, 50 of them live to be 100 years old, and 50 of them die at childbirth, they would say that the average lifespan during that period of time is 50 years old. So you would automatically assume that no one lived past 50.
Well, antibiotics don't really come into the picture until the 1920s?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anything that was happening 110 years ago is kind of irrelevant because antibiotics didn't exist, so you have to assume infant mortality is higher. You have to assume infectious disease is higher in general.
Mothers died during childbirth. Well, a lot of times childbirth took two lives, not just one.
Right. And then also the issue that doesn't get counted much is with the Industrial Revolution, building materials built better insulated homes. And the mandate was on for public sanitation. I would think it was until when the 1880s, life expectancy in London was horrible due to cholera.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there were no sewers. So it's multifactorial. What we're dealing with today, however, is aging in what that guy in Florida, Joseph Signorelli talks about, is around age 45, 50, entry into the disability zone.
Uh-huh.
The effect of earlier onset degenerative diseases is that people live longer, but are they living?
No. When you spend the last 30 years of your life going from one specialist to another specialist and then finally into an institution, that's not life. I'm sorry. That's not what we were here for. That's not, you know, and interestingly enough, we look at animals in captivity and animals in the wild and we see the same disparity. Animals in captivity in zoos are developing heart failure and all sorts of the same diseases that we suffer from. And guess why? Because they're eating chow. They're eating unnatural foods. But animals in the wild, they live their normal lifespans. They don't develop any of those diseases. They had a bear in some California that they say he's developed Alzheimer's disease. What is tantamount to Alzheimer's disease? They said bears don't get this disease. How is this happening? Oh, wait. It's because you're feeding them Purina bear chow instead of letting him go out there and eat the way he normally eats.
A disease of civilization. So, X-Men, the call is out. The call is out to embrace your identity as a mutant to the current disease care system.
a mutant who will maybe – I don't think we're going to win this paradigm war because the vested interests are too big, too powerful. They own much of government, and they're super rich. What does that leave us? That leaves us us, and us as a network, as a grassroots, to not just perpetuate and pass this wisdom on, but become the torchbearers of it growing, of it becoming new science, becoming a new binding force in human society.
And that's us.
And that's us.
And hopefully what will happen is, we won't be here to see it, but hopefully the generations that we touch and they touch, we will be the only ones left someday. That's really how evolution should work. The strongest of the species should be the ones that are left. And I hope that's what happens.
Let me comment on that. Something that's endemic to the X-Men is they all have paranormal experience. They have paranormal powers. And that's not saying something Fruit Loopy. If you look at the terms paranormal, metanormal, extraordinary, exceptional, what they're pointing to is that these people have developed powers and presence beyond the pale ken of mediocrity, of normality, of a place you don't really want
to be. So according to what you're saying, anyone in our audience that could deadlift their body weight has developed those powers.
Exactly, and be proud of it.
Bingo.
There's a term from India in the Tantras that translates loosely as spiritual pride. Have spiritual pride in your mutant nature. You are, believe it or not, you may not have heard it until this moment, you're a volitional, intentional, mutating person manifesting or expressing the best of our traditional genetic nature while the major social order is downgrading it, is on a fast trip to hell. Not a situation any rational person would want to be in.
Ken, plug your website again real quick.
My website is transevolutionaryfitness.com, and I'm also on Facebook as Ken O'Neill, O'Neill.
Visit him. Thanks for the show today, Ken. Great work.
Thanks for the show, Carl.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with the Casual Friday.